This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're all living in America, America. It's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, I should have opened the show up with this. In fact, on the live streams, it's one of the headlines we put out this morning. Julian Assange warns that leftist-funded CIA agents are planning on throwing the 2018 election. And he has that from all the secret intel he's being given by patriots. And that's why I'm saying it's time for covert action, legally and lawfully, by the president, because these groups are working for foreign foundations. They're getting foreign outside campaign money. And for some reason, the Republicans always roll over and let the Democrats prosecute everybody with fake stuff and, you know, put filmmakers in jail because they got five friends to give donations to somebody running for Hillary's Senate seat. Dinesh D'Souza, and then she can get billions of dollars from foreign governments and dictators and use it for her campaign at that foundation. I mean, she can get hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians. Imagine if Trump did something like that. So I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. Ex-spook clapper, clap on, clap off the clapper, celebrates 5 years since lying to Congress as statute of limitations expires. Yeah, he said, we spy on no one in the U.S. There is no NSA spying. It's like saying there is no sun in the morning that rises, and there are no birds that live in trees, and there is no ocean, and there is no planet, and there's just, you know. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, he was spying illegally on with Brennan, on Trump, and me. We got that from the DEA. And from our good friends in the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department who were given access to the database. Yeah, you know how I knew it was real the minute I saw it? It had phone numbers that I didn't even have the nerve to call. I was given to Trump's private apartment at Mar-a-Lago and my private office line that I never used at a sub-office we had in Central Austin. Well, I was given that database. We only put out our numbers, as everyone knows, and blacked them out, the last four digits. Notice, no media coverage of that. How big a deal was that? 2 months after Trump's in office, they're saying it's all lies, nobody got spied on, and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department and courts have access to the DEA interface with the National Security Agency, and we get sent over 100,000 U.S. citizens being spied on. And they use the rubric of drugs for parallel construction. Every phone number, I don't know if it was every, it was over 50 phone numbers of the president. Every place he stayed, everywhere he went, his children, his wife, his ex-wives, everybody. And agencies after agencies after 18 agencies. Not 17. All nexused in. And see, Pachetik always kind of hints at this when he gets on there and he goes, geospatial, Alex. NASA was another cover, not just the CIA. But then NASA was another breakaway group set up as a counterbalance to the CIA, and it's actually the biggest agency. And that's why he's like, oh, don't worry, you'll be back up on YouTube and Google. They're gonna, there's world groups and they're doing this and they're going to be stopped today. You notice that they came out in a big press release the next day, Bloomberg. Oh, it was rogue groups inside. YouTube did it all. The country's in a civil war, folks. When you're geospatial, that's Space Command, that's NASA, that's the other breakaway civilization. Oh, yeah, this is a big war. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Fantastic. This is amazing. A certain anchor on CNN, fake as hell, CNN. The worst. Oh. So fake. Fake news. And their ratings are lousy, by the way. And compared to Fox, their ratings... You ever see the story where it's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you. And... they showed it this morning, 1999, and I'm talking about North Korea. You got to take them out now. And then they have Clinton saying, we are pleased to announce that we have made a deal with North Korea. Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
Yeah, nuclear weapons.
Billions and billions of dollars and lots of other things.
But now North Korea has already agreed to no more missile tests conditionally for the meeting, and to abandon their nuclear weapons program, and they agreed to a lot more behind the scenes. And notice I told you that last week, the day after it was announced, and then now it's in the news that North Korea has already tacitly agreed. Trump doesn't go to that meeting without the agreement. And so we can't be embarrassed. The South Koreans have written memorandums that can be released if Kim Jong-un reneges. And this won't be the UN-run inspectors, my friends, because the globalists, through Mao Zedong, staged that whole war to sap our military and to test that very sophisticated full-spectrum dominance of staged wars. Oh, our troops died, and the Chinese died, over 1.5 million of them. That's pretty good numbers. You know, we lose 100,000 and something, they lose a couple million. But see, we weren't allowed to stop them because we were never meant to stop them. Because of, again, our little friend, the globalist, little corrupt piece of garbage, little mobster, Harry S. Truman. And the military wanted to have a coup against him and have MacArthur be an interim president and have elections, but MacArthur said that we would just dig in and battle them that way long term, and the American people would never accept a communist plan for the U.S. Sometimes I wish MacArthur would have just defeated the globalists here, knocked out the communist Chinese that the CIA had just put in power 2 years before they invaded. That'd be 5 years before the armistice in July of 53. And if you understand North Korea, you understand everything. Now, I'm going to play this Vice report that's basically nothing but clips of my show. And the last time I did it, they put a strike on our channel until I threatened to sue them. So you play clips of me constantly. I'm going to play clips of you. Okay, Vice? Plus you love the attention. HBO. This is a redo of what the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters and the Nazi collaborators or Soros have put out, where they show days before I say something and then Trump says it days later. Now, that's because Trump's seeing the same thing I'm seeing and seeing what the grassroots is seeing and just going with the common knowledge of the group research. In a few cases, I did have conversations with him and pointed things out, and then he went and looked it up or already knew about it. In the case of election theft and immigration and, you know, things like that. But he has a lot of the same people he's talking to, a.k.a., you know, all the news about CIA officers flooding a Democratic Party to steal the midterm elections. So that's coming up. But here's Vice. Let me come back from break, because I don't think I have time now. 11 times Donald Trump sounded a lot like Alex Jones. And they just regurgitate this thing over and over again as if that's something discrediting him. But see, the psychology here is they know that it's actually powerful info that defeats them. So they play this appeal to authority scam where they go, we are the arbiters of truth, and we say this is very discrediting. There are no illegals voting anywhere, and there's no plan of Democrats to, in 14 different states and counting, I think it's more now, to legalize illegals getting driver's license and being able to vote. And then I can go show you hundreds of clips in newspapers in Illinois and in Vermont and in California and in Oregon and just where they said. Just type it in. California legalizes giving illegals driver's license, letting them vote. And then they say, we're organizing and illegals should be able to vote, and they've passed laws. In Illinois and California, it's gotten to the governor's desk, and they haven't been bold enough to sign them legalizing illegals voting. But anybody can type that in. California opens driver's license applications to illegal immigrants. Goes on to say they will allow them to vote. Again, they just say, oh, Trump made it up. You know, there weren't 3 million people that voted legally. And it's not even really mainly illegals, because what they found is the illegals don't want to go vote. They don't feel like they're supposed to, and they know it's wrong, so they mainly get homeless people. Some of them are illegals, and they are mentally ill people, and they go, and they get them to vote on average 10 times. Project Veritas caught it all on tape. It's come out in federal court. It's incredible. The Democrats lobby. Just type in state bill legalizes migrants voting is the headline. Same thing in Europe. And they've got all these cities where it's going on. So once they tell the illegals, hey, it's okay, it's the law, then they do it. That's why we've got the mayor and the governor and you know, Oakland and California saying to illegals, why, if ICE comes, you don't have to open the door or follow their warrants. And so then you see this viral video. We should pull it up over the weekend. The headline was mother, you know, in front of crying children, you know, a migrant grabbed and kidnapped by ICE. And it says in the arrest document and in the warrant that she's a known smuggler from this place to this house. And they've raided a house full of all these people and that she ships them in. That's all in the actual document that AP mentioned, but nowhere. And then it says, oh, her children were left here in the United States. It's just, now, why is the woman fighting? Because the governor told her did, and the mayor told her to. Now, we're about to go to break. Let's back it up where she's crying. And so this is the theater. Now, do you know who's killed the most Mexicans per capita in the last 20 years of anybody? It's admitted. I've had professors on. It's documented. You know who kills the most Mexicans and others? It's called the coyotes. It's called the smugglers. All the time, you hear about 20, 30, 40 people in an 18-wheeler, a bunch of them children dead, because somebody didn't pay the extra money. The smugglers chain it up in the middle of the summer heat. Usually it's San Antonio is the dumping point. Somebody doesn't pay the local Mexican mafia, the city council members, that's the catch, city council members, brothers, you name it, with people in cages in their houses all the time. They get swept under the rug. It's a big racket. Somebody doesn't pay, so they put a padlock on there in 100-degree heat, and then they open it up, and they're not even human to the media. It's like, all right, another 18-wheeler. Every few weeks you hear about another 18-wheeler in Texas with a bunch of dead Central and South Americans and Mexicans in it, and there's all these graves, thousands and thousands of bodies they're finding every few months. The numbers are in the hundreds of thousands total, and it's all devil-worshipping, oh, just like we have here with our leaders. It's all devil-worshipping cartels who literally worship the devil, who are murdering their own fellow people because somebody didn't pay more. Oh, sorry, another cartel demanded some money. So the price is double to get your cousin up here from Guatemala. Where is he? Give us all your money, lady, and you won't be seeing him. Oh, sorry, you went too long. He was found dead in an 18-wheeler. And if you go to the police, we're going to murder you and your children. Oh, but don't worry. Robert Rodriguez will make movies about white people killing you. Don't worry. While you try to get into this country. It's so bad.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Gentlemen, we're back live, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are our backup sites that are excellent. A lot of original content and information there. We do have Tommy Robinson joining us, and I also want to get Lucy Brown on soon. I forgot to request that. Can we get Lucy Brown on? The gray-haired, great videographer that works with Tommy Robinson. I want to hire her and Tommy Robinson. He's been wanting to do that for a while. We're trying to raise the capital to be able to do it properly. But she got physically attacked by Antifa. It's clear the police called them on them. They were all waiting, more than a dozen police waiting at the McDonald's, tracking the phone of Tommy Robinson. And he knows they've done this to him before. And so then at least 10 Antifa show up, masked thugs, and begin attacking her and attacking Robinson. She fights them off. He knocks down four or five of them, and then they run. I mean, this is incredible. And then UK papers are like, oh, that hooligan, Tommy Robinson, got in a fight again. Nobody knows who started it. He's like, back off, as he's backing up. They're there in the parking lot trying to attack him. He tries to go back in. They chase him. He knocks out a couple more of them, knocks down a few more. Just like he tries to go to no-go zones in Germany and Italy and, you know, the illegals come and attack him there. And then they're like, I'm going to kill your family. And then they try to attack him and he fights back. The media says, oh, he was wrong. He should have let that North African just kill him. I mean, my God. So imagine you're being followed to your car by a bunch of people who are going to attack you. You beat them, that you run, a man and woman fight off at least 10 thugs. At least 10. Because it looks like more come around once they go around the side of the building. And there's 12 minutes of this. And Tommy's not big in stature. Some of these guys only weigh about 220 pounds, others little thugs. And they attack women, and the left loves it. And I just love watching the gray-haired woman kick their ass. You know, the woman gets past her inhibitions. They can fight. I'd like to see her get on top of that guy. I'd like to. I'll tell you what I'd do, man. I'm not going to say it. Anybody attacks me, I'm going to jump on top of you. And I'm going to jump on top of you real hard. And I'm going to defend myself. I'm not going to play games with any of you guys. Any Antifa ever touches me, I'm going to jump on top of you with my knees. I'm going to jump up on you with my knees, and I'm going to grab your head and push it back. At 250 pounds, I'm going to be on top of you when you go into the ground. So just get ready. Because people don't ever get up after you do that. And you guys are asking for it. That's all I'm saying. Let's go ahead and go to this report I keep talking about where they, again, say that Trump is copying everything I say. No, he's seeing the same thing happening. But yes, some of the information, I have challenged him and sent him messages, and he's watched, and he's called about it before, and they make a big deal about it, like it's discrediting the president. Again, like they control reality, so they go, oh, this is all discredited. It's all come true. It's all been proven. The illegals voting, all of it. So, again, that's why we're winning. That's why they're losing. Here is 11 times Donald Trump sounded a lot like Alex Jones from Vice. It is surreal to talk about issues here on air and then word for word hear Trump say it 2 days later. Obama is a front man, a figurehead. His real name is Barry Sitaro.
His name was Barry Sitaro. Satoru, and that was his name, and he changed his name to Barack Hussein Obama.
The newest Obama birth certificate that's been released by the White House has been altered in literally dozens of ways.
A lot of people do not think it was an authentic certificate.
How can you say that?
You won't report it, Wolf, but many people do not think it was authentic.
He also, again, wears a ring that has Islamic Arabic script on it. He's wearing a Muslim ring.
And then Trump tweeted
a Muslim. This is incredible. One of our investigative journalists a few weeks ago broke it. Was Cruz's father linked to the JFK assassination? Cuban, hired by Lee Harvey Oswald, bears striking resemblance to Cruz.
His father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald's being, shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What is this, right prior to his being shot?
As we've been saying for 3 years, Hillary is the founder of ISIS along with Obama.
President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
I said he's going to use executive orders to go after our guns. Now, sure enough, they're getting ready to do that.
The president's thinking about signing an executive order where he wants to take your guns away. You hear it this way.
Hey, pause. Hillary Clinton! Back it up for a second. Obama said he was looking at an executive order to confiscate guns. The reason we're both saying it is because it's in the news. So I'd love to take credit for this, and some of it is my research and information, but it turns out it wasn't 3+ million people that voted the names of dead folks. It was 5+ million, according to Harvard's own study that came out last year. Again, but they just think because they make fun of it, then it must not be true. And then the loons that watch this, they believe it. Continue.
This one.
Hillary Clinton is a goddamn demon.
She's the devil in California, where they have farms up here. And they don't get water.
By the way, that's true.
He said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea.
That's a fact.
And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now, they're trying to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish.
I think she's going to show up. And on drugs, though. She's going to be whacked out.
She's going to be whacked out.
They were like, why ain't I 50 point ahead?
She'd be like, I'm ready to debate.
I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate.
Pause again. Back it up. She's obviously bombed out of her brain on anti-seizure drugs. Again, but because we're right, that turns into we're wrong. Continue.
Debate.
I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate. I do.
Alex Jones here with an extremely important message to Donald Trump. Crooked Hillary Clinton has openly stolen the nomination of Bernie Sanders.
That's
think
a fact.
About making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues. If she stole the primary, she's going to try to steal the general election.
Poor Bernie. First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
It is incontrovertible fact that 3 million illegals voted and that tens of millions of people were on the voter rolls who were dead.
And then he tweeted us.
4 million of them voted as well.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And
and by the way, I want to tell the president I'm not going to let him down. And the fact is that I told the president, as long as you try to execute the Constitution as best as you can, I know you're not a dictator, I'm going to support you. And he said, keep it up. Press the attack. We're going to win. And just know this, that this is the fight to restore our republic, and you can feel the spirit rising, can't you, Alex? And remember, I talked about those quotes. He never really talked about that, but now he talks about the spirit rising and the spirit of America coming back. Well, that's what he does behind the scenes. And for Trump, it's very spiritual. And by that, not through some preacher, but the energy force of America, of free market, of Christianity, of strength. He likes that. He doesn't like little weaseling devil worshipers. Trump's not a devil worshiper. He loves life. He loves his kids. He's got gusto. And, you know, he's not perfect, but he loves life. And that's enough, isn't it? He marches with pro-life. He's not a devil worshiper. Trump, not a devil worshiper. Not out to get you. That's the secret. We don't worship death.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, the crew came in here at the start of the broadcast. They came in here during the last break. They said, Alex, why are you not covering the top story on DrudgeReport.com? A second bombing in Austin, Texas, of completely innocent targets, old ladies in Northeast Austin. And I just get so focused on globalism and the big picture that I just, you know, was sad to hear this has happened. I hadn't really covered it, so I'm going to cover it now. Owen Schroyer is down there on the scene. Owen just always goes, that doesn't mean to, you know, to direct him. I'm getting ready for my own show. Great. Let's send some camera crews with him. This is big. We got camera crews. Send people now. I guess I could go off air for a few minutes. But now that they reminded me this is going on, I'm like, yeah, we need to go cover this. We need to go live from the scene. And then, you know, talk to folks and then get Owen on. So we're going to do that. Breaking. Woman injured in second explosion reported in Austin today, EMS says. That's out of the Statesman. Emergency responders have been dispatched, and you know it has to do with South by Southwest, folks, so that somebody gets attention for that, to a second reported explosion in Austin on Monday. Medics were sent to the 6700 block of Galindo Street near Montopolis and East Riverside. This is like right here in the middle of Austin. In Southeast Austin, and then there's been another one in Northeast Austin. I guess medics took a woman only described as her 70s to Dell Seton Medical Center with serious, potentially life-threatening injuries. Another woman in her 80s was being treated for an unrelated medical issue. The incident marks the second reported explosion in the city on Monday, and the third in 2 weeks. An explosion, the first one was a test weeks ago. An explosion earlier in the day at the 4800 block of Old Fort Hill Drive in East Austin killed a 17-year-old and injured a woman described in her 40s. Hours after the incident, Interim Police Chief Brian Manley said the explosion appeared similar and likely related to another explosion in Northeast Austin on March 2nd. The Ides of March. Authorities on Monday also warned residents against taking suspicious packages inside their homes. The incidents are being investigated by police and federal authorities and homicide, the chief said. That's two bombings today and one back on March 2nd, a week ago. And I don't know who's behind it, but I know that we're going to Mike Adams about massive censorship. This is critical coming up at the moment. He's busy on a business trip, but I twisted his arm to come on because this is important. We're going to go to him in a minute. This is breaking. The Huffington Post ran stories last week, as well as the local paper, saying that violence by anti-gentrification groups is good. Can you guys pull that Huffington Post article up particularly? I think it's like anti-gentrification groups now turning to violence. And it says in the article, I texted it to you, Daria, over the weekend, how good it is. It's like they're not going to take whites moving into their neighborhood kindly, and then it's weird white liberal women, communists, leading the minorities. And then here in Austin, the Blue Cat Cafe had some little trailers in an empty parking lot with two liberal women that have a cat shelter, and they come out and protest them and then put super glue in the locks so the cats couldn't be fed and knocked the windows out. And the Statesman said it was good, and the Patch articles said, oh, Jones got involved, but, you know, this gentrification is a problem, and now the city's going to pass a gentrification law of a right to return. Where, if you're white and you own a property, you have to go to the city now about who you can sell it to and for what, so they can kind of mafia over it. And, I mean, East Austin was about 80% black under Jim Crow laws. But just like East Texas family I've got, it's a brain drain. Everybody goes to college and they move away, and then crime and old folks are in the area, and Section 8 housing. So the left gave itself all this money, hundreds of millions of dollars in Austin. They move in, they build it all up, they run it. Friends of the city council mafia make money, and now they induce yuppies to move in, and now they're going to have a white tax. And it says Portland and other cities have this white tax, and you pay it. It has nothing to do with displaced black people. By the way, it was the illegal aliens that displaced them. Anti-gentrification protesters violent in East Austin. Yeah. Oh, it turns violent. And again, those are some of the articles, but can you put the Huffington Post one up there, please? The Huffington Post comes out and says it's good that they're violent. A new generation of anti-gentrification radicals are on the march in Los Angeles and around the country. And then it goes into how they're violent and how it's good. It says, again, Austin, Texas, California, you name it. It lists it all right there. And they're communists. They have communist flags. They come out. They're led by rich white kids. And then they hit you over the head with clubs. And the media says it's good. So is this an anti-gentrification bombing? I don't know. I'm not saying that. That's just the violence being promoted. What we're seeing. I mean, these leftist groups say, if you see a white person, mug them. And you go, that sounds crazy. You can't go. into these hippy-dippy, yuppie areas now in East Austin without somebody trying to mug you. And it's crazy. Antifa's all over there, communist, just thugs roaming around. And then all these idiot leftists, it's even been on the news, they go, I'm gay. Why did the five black guys beat me up? I'm liberal. Those are clips on local Fox News. And it's like, dude, you've been sent there to be the food in a social experiment. We're going to go to Mike Adams when we come back from break. He had his YouTube channel with hundreds of millions of views deleted. The Health Ranger, I know his YouTube channel was 6, 7, 8 years old, at least that I knew of. Some of our videos are on there with millions of views. It's just gone. And he was told by executives at YouTube, it'll go unnamed, that no, because they won't tell him why it was banned. They say you violate community standards. He had a video about how there are two genders. You see professors getting fired or getting censured and all this stuff. Again, it means you hate someone if you're saying there is, if you want to say you're another gender, that's fine. If you want to say you're a pink dragon or you're a golden dragon or you're a beautiful ornate building like Google executives do, if you want to say you're the Loch Ness Monster and the Easter Bunny or a flying purple people eater, you can do that. I don't hate you. I don't hate people that think, you know, they're the Pope when they're not. We usually call that mentally ill folks. But there are two genders. There are two different groups of chromosomes in male and female in every major species. So I understand they're trying to, like, make being heterosexual a bad thing. I mean, the left comes up in Whole Foods. I can't even go there. They'll say, how dare you have 3, 4 children? Or they'll say, F your family. Or look at your gross family. And so it's they're the radicals. They're the cult. They're the weirdos. And the people beneath them, the left is adopting whatever the new radicalization is. So they've gone from left being anti-war and anti-torture or whatever to being anti-free speech, globalists, lock everybody up, and let's go attack cat sanctuaries, and let's hit people in the head with bike locks, and let's do all this. So Mike Adams is coming up. His YouTube banned, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you can pull up the local news reports about the cat sanctuary vandalized. That's the article. And but what's more important is you've got Huffington Post and the Austin American Statesman saying it's good to go out and attack people. They tell the middle class and white people and others, gentrify, move in, help these folks, build it up. East Austin was like a wasteland. Every second house had nobody in it. I mean, it was like you drive down the roads, I'd see killings and stuff over there because Access TV was based over there. I would see people on stretchers with blankets over there at least once a month. There were deaths every day. It was a hellhole. They've made it actually really nice, and they've got all this affordable housing, but that's not what it was about. It was about, then once you do that, you use the real liberals that mean well, try to bring wealth to areas. You then call it gentrification, and then you make everybody clash. And then the other whites that are in the area go under Stockholm Syndrome and join the Antifa and the communist group to literally wear armbands and say, I hate white people. I'm in the club. And the minorities are like, we're not into this, but it doesn't matter. The media covers it like that's what it's supposed to be. Totally sick. We're going to go to break. Come back with Mike Adams. I've got an end free shipping today. The biggest sales ever, 30 to 80% off in the Save the First Amendment special we've been running for almost 2 weeks. It's got to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Defeat CNN's attempt to crush InfoWars special. Operation Paul Revere 2018 is about to end. 50% off Biome Defense, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. Our prebiotic fiber is about to sell out. Best Source Fiber, it's amazing. 50% off and so much more. Brain Force, huge discount. Cell Force, Alpha Power, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer, host of The War Room, is live off of Montopolis, very close to our office's warehouse. Our broadcast studios are in a different area in central Austin, but our warehouse is in South Austin, near to the bombing. And this is the third bombing, second today, third since March 2nd. And again, Owen is live streaming right now on Infowars.com. And newswars.com. He is at the scene. There was just shots of FBI agents, you name it. We'll be talking to him next hour. Mr. Robinson attacked by Antifa viciously. Incredible footage. That's coming up to give us the rest of the story next hour. But Mike Adams, he's on the road. He's a technology expert, the Health Ranger, so much more, a top programmer. He's meeting right now. He's left Austin. He's in another location, about to launch his own big video platform because he was banned after hundreds of millions of views and many years on YouTube for saying there are two genders and having clips of professors and scientists saying that in mammals there are two genders. It doesn't hurt anybody that there are two genders. Like, doesn't hurt anybody that water boils at a certain temperature, or or 2 + 2 = 4. He was banned. All part of this purge. And thousands of channels have not been brought back. You put enough attention on InfoWars that our channel and others came back. Dr. Corsi came back, but not Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. So he's here to talk about this and what his YouTube sources told him, because there are some patriots in YouTube, and we've talked to him as well. Now, BuzzFeed says it's not true. YouTube doesn't talk to us, and I guess the president doesn't talk to us either, because you just said so because you're BuzzFeed. But the point is, he got this, and they go, well, tell us your source. Oh, so they can be fired? Everybody knows our sources because our news turns out to be accurate 99% of the time instead of 99% of the time not being true from CNN. So people know our sources. We don't give them to you. So Mike Adams, because we're protecting him. It's what you do in journalism. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Tell us what happened. This is incredible. I mean, I hadn't looked at your site in a few days when this happened. I think it didn't have hundreds of millions of views. Have you been on YouTube for like 7-8 years? Give us the history of this huge compendium of research and knowledge that was top linked all over the web. I mean, you run one of the biggest health sites in the world. I think only behind maybe Mercola. I mean, you're in the top three, and they're just dynamiting you, and you're really a nonpartisan guy. I mean, you didn't like George Bush.
More than 10,000, more than 1,700 videos, 10 years of videos, over, I think, 350,000 subscribers. And, yeah, we covered how to prevent cancer, how to grill your own food, how to raise backyard chickens. And plus, I'm a pro-liberty voice. And what I am being told now is from a person who I can't verify who they are, but they claim to be a YouTube insider who said that my channel was taken down because I said there were two genders. It was outrageous. I thought at first I was banned because I was pro-liberty. I wasn't sure. They tell you you violate community guidelines, but they don't tell you which video violated or which phrase violated. You know, they claim if you disagree with the leftists, you're a bully. So if you say there are two genders now, you're a bully just for not believing there are an infinite number of genders and flying dragon kin, human rainbow unicorns. It's insane, Alex.
It's a war against logic. And let me be clear, because you were clear then before about the source. And I guess you don't want to get anybody in trouble. But we have YouTube sources. We have Facebook and Twitter. We've recorded them. Because some of them said they don't mind if we tell, because these aren't sources that like us, some of them. We have several recordings of a high-level person at Twitter and Facebook where they call us and they said, if you say the T word again, you will lose your Twitter. And we have it recorded. We go, excuse us. The word tranny was created by transsexuals. And now in 2017, Twitter said, it decided, the executive, it was offensive. So now that word's banned. You must use the word transsexual. I mean, they're not the FCC. Plus, I'm not even attacking anybody. They're saying what words I can use. So we have them recorded telling us that if you say the word, you will be banned. And you have the professors and people getting fired or being censured if they say there are two genders. So this is setting the precedent with all the transhumanism coming out, the chipping, all this, that if you even talk bad about any of it, you will be silenced. This is the new global system. I always heard in church when I was a little kid and didn't believe it, that there'll be a one-world government, one-world religion. If you don't accept whatever that religion is, you'll be banned from commerce. Well, here we are with the Internet ID and this whole future, Mike Adams, and the Chinese model of this global social score, like something out of a Black Mirror episode. And you're sitting there and they're doing it, and then once they get you where you can't say certain things, well, then they can ban everything. They have total control, Mike.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, my channel was called The Health Ranger for people who want to try to find it now. I mean, it's still gone, but maybe we can pummel YouTube on this. But look, they're saying that you can't quote biological reality. You can't say that men produce sperm. You can't say that women have ovaries. I mean, just now citing biological science has become a thought crime in America. If you say there are two genders, if you quote chromosomes, if you cite the science textbooks that are in schools but are probably being rewritten now, you are banned. You are basically criminalized for believing in reality. And, Alex, this comes from a position. YouTube is actually weak. They're bullying us because their positions are weak. They can't survive a debate. They can't survive any kind of actual conversation about reality. They can't win in the idea of reason, so they have to censor their opponents. That's what this is. They're admitting that they have lost. They're admitting that they're weak, and they have to destroy their opponents rather than engaging them in intelligent conversation.
The Church of Scotland came out last Friday. There's a story on Infowars.com with the headline, Church of Scotland says some women have small penises, some men have vaginas. And folks, this has been taught to children by the church in official literature, for the Sunday school, you name it, and put out as doctrine. So I know this sounds very profane on air, but this is documentary. We are documenting it. Some women have little penises. That's the exact quote. Says Scottish Church. That's the National Church, Church of Scotland. Church member feels, again, that some men have vaginas and some women have small penises, claims the Church of Scotland in a 30-page booklet. So this is total mental illness, just like the nurse got in trouble earlier this year at the National Health Service because a man with a beard with large muscles and tattoos came in and said, I want a pap smear of my cervix. And she went ahead with it and pulled his pants off and said, sir, you have male genitals. And last time I heard, she may be fired for not going, oh, yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, let me check your cervix here. Let me do a pap smear for any type of diseases on a man. I mean, what? Where is this going, Mike?
Well, this is all about you have to play pretend now in the ever-expanding insanity of the left, and you can never keep up. That's the thing. Even if you agree to go along with their political correctness today and speak their weird, distorted language and use all their weird, distorted pronouns, they change next week. And now, if you don't keep up with the change, all of a sudden, you're a bigot, even though you were okay last week, but now you're a bigot because you didn't say je or je or she in the correct way. It is absolutely insane. Alex, they're not just destroying the culture, they're destroying language, they're destroying logic and reason, and the universities today are not teaching kids how to think, they're teaching them how to conform and be obedient and be terrorists, frankly. Universities have become terrorist recruiting hubs for leftists.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. When Google makes you get an amphitheater with their executives, and an executive goes, I'm a beautiful female dragon, I am a beautiful ornate building, and they go, you are a beautiful dragonette, you are an ornate building. That is Jim Jones cuckoo level on purpose. This is classic cult programming.
It is. That's why I've called it a left cult. This is dangerous. They demand obedience. They're censoring free speech. They want to take away your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment. Hey, people, if there was ever a time to stand up and resist this insanity and defend your nation, it is right now. The war is on. Alex, everything that's happening, this censorship is being done as a prelude to something much bigger, maybe an all-out attempted communist takeover like a Stalinist.
They are definitely hyping their people up for militaristic action. They are all, you're going to prison, you're going to die when I see them in public. I mean, they are spoiling. They are, because again, once they accept to do whatever the media says to be politically correct, they can, the next day say, we'll just start killing people, and they will, because they believe they have the moral right to do it. This is scientifically crafted.
They will, absolutely. This has been done before in history, and they know that if there's enough anger pushed out there by the late-night so-called comedy or left-wing news, if there's enough anger, it bypasses rationality, bypasses logic, and it turns young leftists into literally a lunatic liberal mob of wannabe killers. And that's why they're attacking people. But you know what? We're going to fight back because we have the right to self-defense, and we have the right to defend.
That's right. Are you ready to announce the new video site? Because a bunch of these are launching. Some are getting millions of subscribers day one. I know yours will. You're going to carry our content. Can you tell us yet the new name of the site?
The teaser, it's up there now, real.video. You can ask for an invitation. It's coming. Real.video is the site.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Oh, I love it. Do what must be done, Lord Adams. We're going to go to break, come right back. We got Owen Schroyer on the ground at the second bombing. That's not a laugh, third bombing in Austin for South by Southwest. Is Antifa behind it? I smell a little Antifa booby.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.